The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Beyond not having a fixed vision on the Lord, what happens when we only see our situation with God's hand in it? What do we do? I'm going to examine that. Plus, it took 3 days from death to dominion, and it also only takes 3 days to forget what happened. And finally, Ross Marchand is going to join us. He's from townhall.com. We're going to discuss the government getting in the drug dealing business.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey. How's it going? It's going good. Hey, how you doing? Doing pretty good. Hey, what do you think? Call us 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. So you don't only have one radio host. You have a host that has multiple personalities. Oh, wait, that's supposed to be a disease, right? Anyhow, bottom line is any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Everybody has multiple personalities. Hit your hand with a hammer. Let's see what personality emerges. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we talk about our very first sponsor, I want to make sure you know what big holiday it is. It's a major holiday for those that are foodies. Let's see. I'm going to give Water Julie about 3 seconds. She's going to shake
her head. I don't know, Sybil.
Okay, here we go. National Cherry Jubilee Day.
I've never had cherries jubilee.
I don't even know what cherry jubilee is.
Isn't it that thing? No, that's... I thought it was that thing they lit on fire.
What? The apple, Alaskan apple thingy? Whatever that is?
No, it's cherries. That's flambé.
I just want to say, if you guys can figure it out, we don't do a food show. Just in case you haven't figured this out, I like to eat food. I just don't know what the majority of it is. Okay, so if you're smart enough, you're welcome to call and tell us because it's cherry jubilee. I don't know. There's cherries, and somebody's happy because it's jubilee. I mean, that's what I'm going with. Our first sponsor, Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie Blumenthal and his wonderful wife, Nancy, the owners, presidents, creators, directors, all those things, retirement strategies and solutions. It's pretty straightforward. If you want to have somebody give you a financial checkup for no cost, they'll do it. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's their website. RetireTheRightWay.com. You got to plan right, retire right, retire the right way. I will tell you now that if you meet with them, you get about an hour and a half session. You get a book. You get a chance to talk to them. You get a chance for fellowship. He'll do a financial checkup. It won't cost you a single penny. And then you can decide whether or not to move forward if you want them to help you. What they work with is safe money. Whatever the money it is that you have, making sure it stays safe. If you've not developed a savings plan and a retirement plan, that's also what they help you with. So you can either develop one or take one that's existent and make sure it's safe and producing everything you want it to. RetireTheRightWay.com. davidspoonmedia.com. They also have a link on our website, davidspoonmedia.com. Get in touch with them for your free get-together. All right, so the first thing that I have, well, we've been doing this for a little over 6 months, so I have been trying to talk to people about owning it as soon as possible, right? If you do it wrong, if you made a mistake, well, I made a mistake, okay? I blew it. I did it. I'm just like, I was supposed to give Wonder Julie a phone number yesterday to call our guest. And somebody who's booked with us for several guests was like, Dave, did you not see the number?
Yeah. We knew it was your fault.
It was my fault. Now, we're doing somebody today, and I did give you the number.
You did.
But the other person is booked for next week.
Okay.
So we had to rebook that. And she was so nice about it. No big deal. It happens. So it's over. It doesn't happen a lot, but when it happens, here's the deal. Just own it.
Yeah.
Just own it.
And by the way, Cherry's Jubilee is cherries with liqueur that you light on fire for a few seconds and put it over vanilla ice cream.
Wow. Okay, I like that. That's impressive.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, that's impressive. I could have that instead of, like, salad.
Well, it's fruit.
Well, there you go. See, it's in the category.
I'm sure when you light it on fire, all the calories burn off.
I feel that any food I eat, all the calories burn off.
It's my story, and I'm sticking
to it.
That's right.
That's my digestive system. Let's talk about something we've talked many times here on this show about having a vision or a fixed vision on the Lord versus on circumstance. And many of us who are in the faith are like, I know that's right, but I don't do a very good job of it. Or many of us are, I totally do an awesome job of it, and I'm super fantastic at it, and I even have a little t-shirt that says, I'm awesome at it. Or there's those of us that kind of bounce in and out. I probably am in the very last group bouncing in and out there. Depending on the situation and circumstance, I seem to be able to focus more on the Lord if I have a sense that there's spiritual warfare. I tend to focus less on the Lord if I have a sense it's just me waiting. It's one of those terrible, patience. I have patience, and I have it for about a limited amount of time, and then it goes away. I think there's a lot of people like that. I'm not a doctor. I don't have patience. I mean, it's one of those things. Here is the thing that I wanted to warn us about, and this is something I feel like I've been falling into a little bit, and again, confessing it. So let's just pick it up from Exodus 14:10. As Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they became very frightened. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. Okay, good call. The sons of Israel, they looked at the situation, and it was really pretty drastic. And the first thing that kind of seeps in when you're looking at your situation is fear. I mean, it just comes kind of flooding in. So they became afraid, though, of, you know, what was coming versus what had been happening. What had been happening is the Lord had sent the plagues on the people of Egypt. And if you remember, one of the plagues was so intense it affected everybody in Egypt, but nobody in Goshen. It didn't affect any of the Israelites. And, you know, they were seeing miracle after miracle, but then they get into a situation and they're like, and they get a little paralyzed. And I understand that. I think that's a normal process of growing up as a Christian. Hebrews 12:2 says, fixing our eyes on Jesus. So when people say, well, it doesn't say look to the Lord and everything. Well, yes, it does. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus faced the cross by seeing the joy that was coming. The way that he endured it, Scripture declares and teaches us that Jesus saw what lay beyond the cross and focused on that. But here's what happens when we don't focus on the Lord, when we don't focus on the joy, when we don't focus on the fact that God has never been unfaithful, then when we don't see it the way that we're supposed to see it, this is the result. Verse 11, they said to Moses, Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way, bringing us out of Egypt? Instead of focusing on the Lord, they focused on their situation, a little bit of fear got in the way, and they could have at that moment said, you know what? We're going to focus on the Lord. The Lord's been good to us. He's been faithful. He's been diligent. We're watching his power work. But they didn't do that. What they did was they took it to the next step. And instead of focusing on the Lord, they focused on the situation. They let fear sink in and they started to complain. Now look at what they say to Moses. If you guys only had a Jewish mother, you'd really get this. You'd really get this. They said to Moses, is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you've taken us away to die in the wilderness? And you got to throw a Yiddish accent on that. Okay? It's like, what? There wasn't enough stuff in Egypt? We couldn't have just died there? You had to bring us out here? There's nothing out here. There's no hot dog stands. There's nothing. You brought us to the sand, and there's not even a beach. This is the people of Israel complaining because they move from fear to complaint because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to go down. We don't know what the Lord's going to do. And so instead of maybe lifting up praise for a moment of faith, we will lift up complaint because we don't understand. So if you're in a situation and it looks yucky, and I'm in one of those, and you're trying to figure it out, and I'm trying to do that, and you are fighting against fear, and I go through that, just like you, same thing. The key in this is not to fall all the way into the bottom where we're complaining, but to get a better vision, a better focus, a better understanding, to fixate on the joy that's coming, on the deliverance that we know is coming because he's never been unfaithful. And instead of complaining, being thankful. But what we'll do is we'll complain. Well, what? Why did you put me in this? What are you thinking? And you recognize, or if you don't, you should, that complaining is telling God that he's doing a bad job at being God. That's what complaining is. Oh, you're doing a terrible job. That's what we're doing. We need to change that, get the right vision, focus on the Lord, not on the circumstance, not let fear overwhelm us, and certainly not fall into the deep sin of complaining. Okay? Praise from our lips, not complaints. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to TheBenefitLink.com. That's TheBenefitLink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can reach the show, davidspoonmedia at gmail.com. Website, David Spoon Media. Facebook, David Spoon Media. You can get a chance to see the new big bumper sticker, 12-inch by 36-inch. It's not a bumper sticker. It's a back window sticker. One of those perforated, like, with the little holes in it. And it's going, and it's en route to my home. So you're going to be, if you're in the Dallas area and you see somebody driving a black car and it's got big yellow and blue, you're going to go, uh-oh, that's that guy. Run! I'm a terrible driver. Run! Get out of the way! Anyway, if you go to Facebook, you can take a look at it. I posted it up there. And then YouTube as well, David Spoon Media. This segment brought to you by our good friend Clint, who I'm trying to get into the studio. I think we'll get him in either this week or beginning part of next week, from Mr. Restore.
Come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services all around Dallas and Fort Worth and Denton and Grapevine and the entire North area, and they're all over. They have helped thousands of customers. Wow. Just think about that. If you had to help 1,000 people, they've helped thousands, plural. What they do is they work with all insurance companies. They are A-plus rated with the BBB, 50 years of restoration experience, family-owned and operated, 24-7 emergency response, and on-site within 60 minutes. What you need to do is go to Mr. Restore.com. That's Mr. M-R Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E.com. Mr. Restore.com. That's their website. You can also hook up with them through our website, davidspoonmedia.com, or you can call them. Yes, you are allowed to call them. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Let them know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. They will take care of you. They are in the top of their field in helping people do fire and water damage cleanup and restoration services. I mean, that's why it's Mr. Restore. Get it? Get it? Mr. Restore.com. There you go. Okay, trivia question. Now, I think it's 6 months, and I try not to use a trivia book. I try to just do a lot of this on my own. I think I'm going to ask you a really hard one that you're going to have to think about. I have a guest coming, in theory, at 2:30. So if you can answer it sooner than later. If you can't, it's all right. Don't worry about it. But according to the Psalms, what do you and I need to do to have God give us the desires of our hearts? According to the Psalms, and I will tell you, it's a psalm that's in the 30s, for those who are going to look. According to the Psalms, what do you and I need to do to have God give us the desires of our hearts? Dave, going expert level trivia right off the bat. If you don't know, don't worry about it. But the answer should intrigue you. It should make you think,
I must think about that.
Our number here, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. According to the Psalms, I'm not going to tell you which one, but let's just say it's in the 30s. What do you and I need to do to have God give us the desires of our hearts? Just in case you don't know, it's better for God to give you the desires of your hearts because half the time you don't even know what you want. That's just a good thing. All right, I was doing some review in Exodus, and I came across something that just very much attached to our last little teaching, our last little DDD. This one is amazing. Exodus chapter 15, verse 22 through 24. Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Now, if you notice in the last segment, I talked about complaining. And I want you to see something, not only when we don't know what's going to take place and we lose our vision, but when we don't retain the things that God has done in our lives. One of the things that I will tell people, and I've told people thousands and thousands of times, is get a little journal, get a Word document, something. When you're praying for something and you know you got an answer from the Lord, write that down. It's just, you think, well, it's like, what is that? It's like a memorial. When the Lord has us do memorials, it's so that it will remind us of the faithfulness and the goodness that God has given us. I want you to catch this, though. The children of Israel, in all of their process, just went through the Red Sea, right? The biggest miracle they have ever seen. How big was it? An entire nation, not the size of America, but the entire nation walked through the Red Sea, get this, because it's very important, on dry ground, not on mud. You know, they show that in Hollywood. They show it like in Hollywood, there's like a foot of water. No, there wasn't. The Bible is very specific in its terminology, and it says that they went on dry ground. There was no water. And for all those guys that are like, oh, it's just low tide, then tell me how an entire Egyptian army drowned in low tide. I'm just saying, you know. That whole thing, fantastic miracle. 3 days later, they went, what? What happened? Because they forgot. All right, do we have a trivia? Ooh, somebody's stepping up. Hold on 1 second. All right, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, it's Stacy Knight.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Doing well.
All right. So this is a big one. This is almost expert level here on the trivia. So I just want to see if you kind of knew it right away, if it's because when we get into it and you give me the answer, is it something that you had to kind of look up a little bit in the Psalms, or did you just know right off the bat, nope, this is it?
Hey, you know what? I'm getting old, so I knew it, but I did have to look up the verse 37:4.
That's
I know
right.
I've read that 1,000 times, but I couldn't place the exact. But I think it's 37:4.
That's
Psalms.
Correct. That is correct. And according to the Psalm, what do you and I need to do to have God give us the desires of our hearts?
Delight thyself.
That is correct. You have to delight yourself in the Lord. Now, you want to hear something that's really cool. You might not know this, or I don't know if you do or you don't. But this particular Hebrew word, it's wahitaneg, is the only time in the Old Testament it's used. It's only used in this one instance in Psalm 37, verse 4. There are prime roots that are connected to it, probably about 12, I think. But this is the only time it is expressed the way that it is expressed. It is an extremely unique verse. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of thine heart. Very, very good. excellent job, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Listen to you guys every opportunity I get. Thank you again.
I appreciate that. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Excellent job. That's a tough one, man. That's not. We're not. Yeah, we're at the high level there. You get into that. Now we're pulling out verses and ooh. Good job. Excellent job. All right. So I want to finish up on this because we got about two. What do I got? About 2 minutes? 2.5 minutes? What do I got? 3 minutes? 4 minutes? 3 minutes. All right.
Wonder Julie's giving me an extra 30 seconds.
All right. So I want to point this out to you. It's really important. So Moses leads the children of Israel through the Red Sea. They go through the Red Sea. They go 3 days, and then they forget. Now, don't be just a second. Jesus was Friday in the evening. Down he goes. Sunday he comes up. We forget all the time. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. We forget. The miraculous power of God is active and consistent. What we do, though, is, well, what have you done for me lately? That's our little hub. What have you done for me lately, huh? 3 days later, after the greatest miracle they had ever seen, the water, the walls of the water were straight up. They're walking right through. They're like, eh, there's no water. What is this? This isn't what we signed up for. We have to be careful not to do what they did. We have to be careful to retain the great things God has done. Think about those things. Consider the works of the Lord. Consider the works of his hands, not just in the universe itself, but in your very own universe, in your very own life. Don't forget, God has done wondrous things in you. And just because you go 2 or 3 days without water and you don't quite get what the plan is, it's not a reason to become bitter and start complaining. That's just the wrong spirit altogether. The real way to say this without really insulting everybody, we got to stop being like little spoiled children. The Lord has done wonderful things for us and continues to do wonderful things for us. And it is our responsibility to acknowledge, to believe, to praise, to trust, and to go forward in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. There you go. That's what we got to do. Don't forget.
three days later. Whoops, we forgot.
Don't do that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's 3 ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. But it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus's longest sermon that's recorded is Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, which takes about 25 to 30 minutes long. It takes about 30 minutes to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So here's a lesson for pastors and preachers everywhere. Jesus said everything he wanted to say on the Sermon on the Mount in 30 minutes. Paul took 12 hours. God didn't record a single word.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach us by email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, because my handle. There we go. On the phone with us, now Ross is on the phone with us. If I ruin your last name, just correct me, Ross, but it's Ross Marchand. Is the director of the Policy of Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Ross, is that the right way to say your name?
You got to hit the button. In
I got to hit the button. Try it now, Ross, because I didn't even hit the button. I'm such a dummy. Did you hear me say your name?
No, but great to be on your show.
Okay, it's great to have you. So let's talk real quickly, Ross, about this, what's going on. So in my past, before I became a Christian, I was a drug dealer. All right, and then I became a Christian and, swore off drugs. Now it seems like the government might want to go into my old profession and become drug dealers to the nations. Does that seem like that's far off?
Well, first of all, God bless you for making that dramatic change. But yes, that absolutely does appear to be the case. The government wants to say what drug prices are acceptable. And you know what happens when the government says what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. All sorts of terrible things happen. Drug production is just going to dry up, and a lot of Americans are going to have to go without the life-saving drugs that they rely on a daily basis.
Let's talk about it from a couple of different angles, because there are times where my wife, like, she needed a cream or a medication, and it was like $300 or $400, which to me was like so bizarre. And then there's other times when you need medication, it's like $4. Is there anything that is a plumb line for us to figure out, well, this is this, or is it all just supply and demand, or is it really, does it have to do with, you know, experimenting and understanding and research and development?
We see a lot of weird yo-yos in price. I mean, you pointed that out. I think everyone pretty much sees that on a daily basis if they have to go to the drugstore. Big problem that I think is a major cause behind that is a lack of competition. A lot of companies, a lot of drug producers don't even want to be involved in bringing products to market in the first place because, for example, regulatory agencies like the Food and Drug Administration make it so difficult. A lot of manufacturers just say, why bother?
When you wrote this article for Town Hall, I mean, you've done multiples, I'm assuming, in regards for Town Hall. Did you sense you might get some blowback, some response from this type of article?
Yeah, I always do, because we have very wide readership if we write these things. Basically, just making sure, no matter what we're writing about, we're hitting on a major nerve and connect with taxpayers and customers having to deal with these issues on a daily basis. So, yeah, we absolutely did get a lot of responses. I mean, I got flooded with emails. I got flooded with, you won't believe this, actual snail mail. Because when you hit on that nerve and people respond, I mean, people want to let you know what their actual real-life experiences are.
Wow. Wow, that must have been really surprising, actually.
Wow. I've gotten snail mail in a long time.
Wow, that's fairly impressive right there. All right, so here's my big issue, and then I need you to kind of walk me off the ledge on this. So I look at it, and I think, well, okay, they make a big deal, Republicans and Democrats, both. Democrats are screaming, you know, corporations, corporations. Republicans are screaming government, government. And the best that I checked, the people that coordinated and run corporations were people, and the people in the government were people. I mean, the best that I'm checking, unless we've gone into AI and I completely missed it, that's people in all of these things. They just have what it seems to be very different agendas or mindsets as to where the future should be. Is that an inaccurate or an accurate statement?
Let me drop some knowledge here. Some people say it's corporations. Other people say it's the government. Well, guess what? It's an unholy alliance of both.
Wow.
Because government regulations, they restrict choice. They increase prices. And who benefits from that? The corporations that could afford all those increased costs and all those increased barriers. Who can afford it? The little guy. So when you have increased government regulations, the key benefiting party is the big corporation.
What is it that regular people, I mean, awareness is going to be that first step on anything. Is there anything that people can do? Like, our audience is listening, and I'm more than confident some people have a pretty decent plan, and some people have a lousy plan. Some people pay not a lot for their medication. Some people pay a ton. What can they do? Is there anything that they can do that's proactive on their behalf?
Well, you know what? Normally, when I'm asked that question, I say write to Congress. But you know what? I feel like in this case, it's probably not enough. People need to write directly to the White House. The White House is still on the sidelines with this issue, just kind of trying to evaluate why prices are so high, why competition is so low. If they could write to the White House and say, get off the sidelines and try to spearhead FDA reform, just one example, spearhead FDA reform and get those prices lower. But yes, definitely write directly to the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Wow, that's an excellent piece of advice. Most of the people do say write to your congressman, write to your congresswoman, see how that goes. But you're saying go straight to the source, go right to the guy that will make it an issue and put it in the public format. That's good insight right there.
Don't send me mail. Send mail directly to the White House.
Yeah, they could do snail mail or email, but email might be faster. Here's my question.
Maybe.
Where is it heading? In other words, here we are. It's 2019. We're, you know, heading towards the end of September. You're going to have an election that's going to come, and it's going to be a brutal election. Number one, is this issue going to be a part of that election? And number two, what happens afterwards? Let's say everything stays status quo. Is anything going to change, or is this just going to be more, you know, fodder for a fire kind of mentality, and it's just a hot button issue every so often?
Well, no matter what, I'm trying to remain very, very difficult. I'm trying to remain cautiously optimistic that people will talk about these issues. I don't know. There are clearly a lot of issues in play, and these issues typically don't get a lot of airtime, for example, in debates. But, hey, we could hope, and I really, really do hope, and I am kind of sort of optimistic that people will finally start talking about this and maybe, just maybe, propose some FDA reforms.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be some changes. So, I mean, I will tell you. So, I mean, there's one medicine that my wife takes, and it's like $4 or $5. Got it. But she had this topical issue, and it was $2.95 in two different places. Like, yeah, scratch, because I can't afford that. So we couldn't pay it. I just wish they'd kind of do maybe a better job. People that can't afford it need to be able to have an opportunity to get it. So it's a tough place to be, but you know, it's not going to be free one way or another. So somebody's going to have to, people are going to have to participate. How do people get in touch with you? What can they do to touch base with you?
Well, if you want to touch base with me, what you could do is you could email directly at ross@protectingtaxpayers.org. There's also a contact portal on our website at protectingtaxpayers.org. Now, on that website, you can find all sorts of interesting, colorful commentary, some more town hall pieces, for example, some radio interviews, podcasts, you name it. We have it on that website, and you could also contact us there.
Yeah, that's good. I want people to know what's going on, and praying for a cause is always a good thing, and participating in it is also a good thing. So is this going to be your issue for the next, like you said, you're going to really, you're going to stick with this and go after this? Because this is a major issue. I'm in my late 50s, okay, and I went from zero grandkids to 5 1/4 in no time at all. The generation that's my age is increasing in size in the sense of they're all needing medicine. It's getting to that point. This to me is going to be something that just increases and increases in its importance and its play in our very individual lives.
Oh yeah, I'll continue to focus on this issue and many more. I feel like every week we focus on a different issue, so it's all just kind of like a balancing act. But I will continue to write, commentate about this issue, go on more radio shows to talk about regulatory reform and where we're at with this issue.
Yeah, that's good, man. I really appreciate that. I think that's a good way to go about it. And again, people can reach and tell them again how to get a hold of you. They can either email you or they can go to the website that you oversee. Tell them how to get a hold of you through email again real quickly.
Sure, Ross at protectingtaxpayers.org. It's Ross spelled R-O-S-S, not Russ.
Ross, not Russ. So, like,
common point of confusion. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. My last name is Spoon, and people call me Stone all the time. So it's like, yeah, that's not that's not exactly the same thing. A spoon, a stone, a spoon, a stone. So anyway.
So you and me both.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, brother. I appreciate it. Excellent job. We're going to wrap it up. I thank you so much. By the way, we'll send you a copy of this as well, so you can put that up for your website as well. Good job, my friend.
Thanks. Great to be on your show.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in finding out what's going on with your prescriptions and where those medical elements are going to be, and if you're going to be paying more and the government trying to take over, I'm telling you, if you don't believe in healing, now's as good time as any, because I'm telling you, the things are getting kind of strange. And one of the things that I've noticed is – If you get into an over-reliance, not just on government, but on people, like if you lose that element where you're dependent on the Lord, I can tell you this from personal experience, there's little hope that things will get better. It becomes more of a survival mode. I'm not confident that Jesus' idea of us living this life is supposed to be surviving the planet experience. I don't think that God intended or created you to just survive. I think that God created you for his glory, and that involves more than surviving. So some of you out there are just the hope that you have is pretty diminished, and I feel for that, and I feel that at times. I have both empathy and sympathy for you. I'm going to tell you now that in the Lord is a living hope. And hope, by definition, is simply a better tomorrow. You don't have to just survive. There are times where you've got to just get through and hang on. It is true. But that is not the fullness of life. God has grace and mercy and kindness for you. And you need to be aware of it, ready to receive it, and ready to engage with it. Okay? Don't be so fearful. All right? Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. When we come back, I got a doozy. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2. On God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I need more time. I don't care. I mean, Wonder Julie doesn't need to be working more because she already works 9 trillion bazillion hours a week. You get up so early. I can't believe how early you got. Noelle has to start. She's getting up at like 5 a.m. lately, which like for you is like that's sleeping in, isn't it?
I've been up for 2 hours.
I just have nothing to say. I'm very impressed by that. I just am not very envious of that. I'm just letting you know. Okay, let's give a shout out to the benefit link.
I got a peaceful evening.
All right, folks, it's not hard. Let's keep it simple. Medicare can be confusing, doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. That's where the benefit link comes into play. Zero-cost service helps seniors navigate the Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support for no cost. I cannot say that enough where it would make any more sense. Zero. Nothing. Nada. Zip. Call 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT, or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. Or you can do a link right off our website at davidsonmedia.com. Either way, the Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. And so if you're going through stuff and we're just talking about medicine and so on and so forth, this is – you want to touch somebody who knows what it is – and what's going on there. That's the key. All right. So I haven't had a chance to do the interview with Town Hall, so we're going to work on the – I thought the sound was a little down there. We got to work on that. It's just stuff that you're kind of aware of as you do radio. Here's something that I do want to connect. I want to connect the first, the second, and this DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, together. As you'll notice in the very first one we talked about, when you don't have a fixed vision, what happens – you get a little bit of fearful, and when you get a little bit of fearful, you get to be complainy. And then the other thing we talked about is even when God does do wonderful things, miraculous things, its impact does not seem to last in a way that we can appreciate. And so after three days, the children of Israel completely forgot about the greatest miracle they ever saw. Well, we don't want to do that either. That's not how we want to go about it. So I'm going to share with you something that the Lord does that you're not going to like, and I don't like it either, but it's true, and it's something that we need to be aware of, and it's because, partly because, we tend to forget when God does something miraculous all in a moment, we tend to not remember that for the next situation that we go through. Exodus 23, 28 through 30. I will send hornets ahead of you so they will drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites before you. I will not drive them all out before you in a single year, that the land may not become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. I will drive them out before you little by little until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. In this case with Israel, this had to do with a natural law established by God in regards to stuff that you and I are not privy to. He would not just wipe the land clean and make it look like the, you know, the Wizard of Oz kind of mentality and all the streets are sparkly and everybody's a munchkin and singing around and all happy, because it had to happen little by little. And every time I think of little by little, you have to forgive me. I do think of the Three Stooges. Remember the Three Stooges? Slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch. Well, you think, yeah, but how does that play into spiritual things? Glad you asked. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. Glory to glory, step by step, process by process, little by little. There are times where God will come in and he will do the miraculous, but we have this horrible tendency to forget. And if God doesn't do miraculous after miraculous after miraculous, we're thinking, what's wrong with you? Lord, you're not doing all the stuff I need you to do. But when the Lord drives things out little by little, it's until, if you look at what he says, I drive them out before you little by little until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. It's part of us growing. So sometimes the Lord will stall it. I would say stall it. He's not going to say stall. Sometimes the Lord, you know, does it in such a timing fashion so that we are partakers of it, and it's piece by piece, glory by glory. This is what's going on with you right now, as God creates the image of Jesus Christ to reflect through you, glory by glory, victory by victory, step by step. He didn't just say, you're a Christian, poof, everything you do is perfect. He said, you're a Christian, poof, you're forgiven, now I'm going to make you look that way. And then he pulls out his 2x4 and starts smacking you in the head. And you start shaping to look like Jesus. And so sometimes when the Lord's working stuff in our lives, it's the same thing. I know for some of you, this is kind of like a prophetic word kind of meant. It's like, oh, no, it's got to happen all at once. No, it doesn't. The biggest thing I find about the kingdom of God is that it can be step by step, piece by piece, glory by glory. Nothing wrong with that. God doesn't have to do everything in a moment. He can. He just doesn't have to. And he decides what's best, not you, not me. He is in charge. So if he wants to take his time to get you through something, it's okay. That doesn't mean you're bad, okay? All right, we got somebody calling in.
Sam wants to talk to you for a moment.
Okay, well, we got a couple minutes, so let's have him jump on board. Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Hi, David Stone. How are you?
I'm doing well. Make sure your radio's turned down. How are things for you? Are you doing better?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yeah, David, as you were talking about the hope, and I've been pondering lately, there's a word in my native language, which means omid, which is like your hope with a heaviness, which means, yes, it will happen. It's not like the English phrase hope. I hope it would work out, but there is a surety that in that word, especially when you are putting your hope in the divine, not on the human sense. So that's bring a really comfort with that. So I felt like to share with you to the other audience that when we put our trust in God and we put our hope in God, there is a there is a guarantee that it will happen. Maybe not the way I would like to see that thing will come through, but it will come through according to his divine wisdom and understanding.
Excellent. Excellent point. And so one of the things about that word is assurance, right? That there is a confidence of its transformation and of its happening, not necessarily the methodology, but the certainty thereof.
Yes. And the other thing is you've been in my heart from last week to just keep praying for your health. So I just want to let you know that you are very dear to me, and I've been praying for you.
Brother, I appreciate that so much. I'm one of those people that, you know, I need prayer all the time. That's what it seems like. But I pray for him. I know people will say, you need prayer. It's like, yes, yes, you know. I'm one of those guys that goes up at the end of church saying, pray for me. Yeah, I just want more people praying because I believe that's where the power lies. I do. And I really appreciate, Sam, you calling in and sharing that. That's a great thing to share. And I believe with you that that's going to give somebody who's listening comfort. That there is an assurance, a confidence, a trust that it will take place. Like you said, not necessarily the way we want, but that it will happen.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
God bless you, and I love you.
All right.
My family loves you, too.
All right. God bless you, brother. Thank you. All right. Excellent job. Isn't that fun? See, we need it's a cool Christian community online, on radio kind of thing, and it's just cool. It's fun. And I just need to go from 1 hour to 2 hours, but I can't duplicate Wonder Julie, so I got to figure that out too. So we're working on it all. We need prayer. We're not the smartest people. You'll know when I'm driving down the road and there's this big yellow sticker on the back of somebody's window. You'll know I'm not the smartest person right there. You'll be thinking, hey, you don't drive very good.
I know, but you saw the sign, right?
I think of things differently. Okay. Well, I'm glad the show's closing because it says my battery might run out soon. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Who knows what a broken heart.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.